Well, it is time once again for the broadcast adventure we call Heartline. Heartline, the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Your Heartline host is this gentleman, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. What a great job you do. Hey, it's been a while since you and I had a cup of coffee, by the way. We need to remedy that. I've been gone. Just an aside to open up Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Everyone is saying, wait, what? Jim wants to have coffee with me? Okay. They might all be calling and asking for you to have coffee.
Call me. We'll do that. Get a hold of Evangel Home, get a message to me, and we'll have coffee.
First 10 callers get a cup of coffee with Jim Tuck. Okay.
All right. As usual, we're in Jerry Brenneman's office. It's been a little hectic the last two or three months with the kitchen remodel and everything that's been going on here. But, Jerry, let's just do a quick recap. Everything looks to be in place, and I see people cutting up veggies and washing dishes in there. So we're squared away and ready to go.
We think the kitchen is pretty all set. Lisa, were you there the other day when we thought it was too hot?
Were you in there that day?
No. Oh, we think we've got past that, too, because it's like everything is beautiful. We're working away, and everyone out there was melting. They were so hot. Well, they hadn't turned on the air conditioning. They hadn't turned on certain fans, so we're okay. It's very comfortable. Not only is the kitchen beautiful, it's so practical, and it's so comfortable. And Cynthia, as you know, now has a door that she can slam.
She couldn't wait. I peeked in her office on the way in today. So there's that famous office with a door. Cynthia wasn't in there, but anyway. So again, we're just so thankful to our supporters, our listening friends who have been part of the process of this incredible makeover. So much more practical and updated and new and fresh. And, you know, it's been an exciting thing. We have a guest who somehow sneaked through to graduation without having been on the radio today. Introduce Lisa, and then we're going to hear her story.
I couldn't believe that, because one of the things we have grown to love about Lisa, she's very bubbly, very effervescent, one of those people that just brings good energy to things, but she is always hiding when it comes to getting volunteers for the radio. And yet she's going to graduate in a couple weeks, and nobody gets out of Evangel Home without at least having what I call the final exam. And so that's why Lisa's here today. She had no choice.
Okay.
Not really. She did. But it's amazing. 9, 10 months, and she's not been on the radio.
Okay. Well, let's back up. Do you remember the date when you first came to Evangel Home?
On Halloween.
On Halloween of 2012?
Yes.
Okay. And what was going on in your world? Can you back that up? Was your frequently, let me just say, we have some kind of abuse, substance abuse. Jerry, you have a comment.
I do, because Lisa's graduating from the garden. So that means that she might have come from jail. Sometimes the garden people, it's alternative sentencing, but sometimes they can put themselves there. So she did probably make that choice. And so, okay.
So what was your life?
I had been trying to find and complete a program, an inpatient program, for 4 years.
Mm. For what kind of?
I'm probated. Probation had court ordered. Had sent me here sent me to do an inpatient. And I went to other places and just wasn't ready and kept leaving. And finally I had heard of Evangel Home when I was in jail 2 years ago, and it just came to my mind, the name, and I found it in the phone book and called, and I just came.
Was there an immediate difference? I mean, you mentioned in our very brief pre-recording conversation that you'd actually had nine other
adventures.
Yeah. So you step in these doors, was it different from minute one?
Actually, it was really comfortable, and I didn't feel any less than anybody else. Everybody made me feel at home, real peaceful. And I didn't feel like I was coming from jail, or didn't feel any different. Mm-hmm. I just felt wanted here.
Did your situation in going to these other programs, and then you just hadn't decided that it wasn't worth it anymore, and you had made that decision before you got here? Is that part of the decision-making process?
Actually, I hadn't made the decision until I was here.
Oh.
I didn't trust that this was going to be the program for me either, but I prayed about it, and God put it in my heart, and I just felt this is where I need. This is going to be the last one.
So chapel services were a big part of your transformation?
Yes, because every single chapel service, I was like, God, help me to stay planted where you want me to grow. And he just has. My whole outlook on programs and even my relationship with God has grown so much.
A lot of times, I like to ask the question, you took a lot of classes in this nine-month-long life skills training program and transition. Was there a particular class or a couple of classes that were especially helpful for you, that were more important maybe in your life than others?
Yes, I have three, and I even journaled about them.
Okay.
Timothy is one of my favorite.
Okay. What's that class about?
It's Bible study.
Okay.
And we just go through every story, and I look at it and put myself into it. So I personalize it. So it's helped me grow a lot.
Okay.
And I'm going to personalize it a bit too. Does Joy, the teacher, know that? How important that class is to you?
No.
That would be a gift to her to let her know. The class is taught by one of our few volunteer teachers. And one reason, Jim, we don't have a lot of volunteer teachers is because the classes can become so intense, so personal, so soul-bearing,
yes,
that the women have to really trust the teacher. And if they have a variety of volunteers in those kind of classes, it's too hard to build that trust. Mm-hmm. Joy has been at this for 12, 15 years, I don't know, and it means the world to her to have someone like Lisa that mm-hmm. she might not even know the impact that she's had on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's awesome that was the number one
yes.
class.
So the Timothy, the Bible study, the spiritual mentoring.
Yes. I believe that that's what kept me here. Huh. That's what kept me here because in every single Timothy class, she's just been so encouraging. I've never met anyone like her.
She makes them do homework.
Yes. And if we don't do it, we go sit in the other room and get caught up.
Get a time out if you don't do your homework.
Yeah, I'm going to be 43 years old this year, and I felt like I was back in sixth grade, but it was a good discipline. I needed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
You know, before you go into your other two classes, one of the things that Jim, I see as a thread going through Lisa's time with us and right now, so I think it's probably part of her makeup, is that she has not put the blame on anybody for anything other than herself. Mm-hmm. And she said it was key, I think, earlier in the program when she had been in other programs and she wasn't ready for them. She didn't say the other programs weren't right.
Right.
She wasn't ready. And that tells me that she's ready to take life by the horns or the halos or however you do it out there. Because it is, when it boils down to, it's we are the only ones who can make those choices.
And we've talked that through so many times until there is that personal commitment to change and realize what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things, expecting a different result. Until there is that commitment to not doing the former things and doing something different instead, it's no program's going to work.
And you really stake a claim on that.
And taking personal responsibility for where you are. So what were your other two classes that were important?
Boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have 10 grandchildren. I have 5 adult children. And I still need to set boundaries so that we can have a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is everybody here in the Fresno area?
I'm from Madera.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody else is there?
Madera. My son's in the Navy.
Well, that's good.
And relationships with your family, are they good?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Everybody loves me and is waiting for me to come home.
So you have a big support group for your graduation this week?
Yes.
Okay.
One more question before the next class. Do you have, is your family, you not only have good relationships, are they healthy?
Yes, I still have some family members, immediate family that's in their addiction, but they're just backslidden. They know God, and I truly believe they'll be back.
But they're not going to take you down.
No, no.
Okay. Now, the third class that was especially important to you was?
My seekers. I like seekers.
Tell me about that.
It deals with relapse prevention and your triggers and kind of your support group, what you're going to do when you do go home. Because I definitely need to have a plan.
Okay, so you formulated a plan.
Yes.
And it hopefully doesn't include those who helped drag you down before you got here.
Actually, no. No. Not at all. I was going to say, nobody actually dragged me down, but yeah, I'll be busy.
Pursuing healthy relationships.
Yes.
And supportive and loving relationships, yeah. So you graduate Friday. What happens Saturday?
26.
Oh, on the 26th.
We've got a few weeks.
Okay.
Don't say Friday.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I thought it was this week. Okay, so
excuse me right now. I got things to do.
So your graduation's on Friday, the end of the month. What happens on Saturday?
I don't have a plan for Saturday. That's like the weekend. But I know that most of my family will probably go to my mom and dad's. I have a dad that has cancer, and I like spending as much time as I can. So that's where I go most of the time on my passes.
Do you have hopes for employment at some point? What are your plans there?
As soon as I get home, I'll be probably like full-time babysitting.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a background doing that?
Oh, yes.
As grandma?
Yes. And mom and aunt.
Now, you mentioned boundaries are going to be so important because of all the grandchildren. Is
yes.
it boundaries for them or boundaries for you?
Me.
So what do you have to do different this time?
Let my no's mean no and my yes's be okay. Yes.
Okay. Let your no's be no and your yes's be yes.
Yes.
That's good. Believe it or not, we're basically out of time.
I don't believe it.
I know. It just explodes out of here. Jerry, we're looking very briefly toward the banquet in the fall. Very quick summary of what you're thinking.
First of all, the date is September 24th. And we are thinking the program will be a day in the life of Evangel Home.
Okay.
And we'll intersperse it with video clips, kind of bringing people into the home, and then live action on the stage. So my thought was, if there's anyone listening who really wants to see a snippet of something, to let me know, to call the home. We would love to put out on the screen what people really want to know.
Great. So there you have it. Give us a call, 264-4714. And Lisa, so nice to meet you. Thank you for sharing. And God bless you richly as you move off into the next chapter. Jerry, always a treat. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us. And oh, how we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Do remember, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for being a member of the listening family this week for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno.